We ended the meditation a little bit early because it was suggested that we say something about eating meditation before we go to dinner. And this is, of course, another transition, and there's a lot of activity. I mean, we spend a lot of time and energy eating, preparing to eat, cleaning up after eating, making food, shopping for food. And especially for us as women, I think we have such a complex relationship with food. Most people have a complex relationship with food. It's not just women. And one of the cycles that I see, I do a lot of work with mindfulness with people in recovery, and I think it's so much easier to deal with something like alcohol that you can stay away from, because we all have to eat, right? We all have to eat. But I see some of the same kinds of cycles happening when we demand perfection of ourselves. And one of those is that we do something to soothe ourselves, and rewarding ourselves with food, all the research shows is that almost everybody does that. Almost everybody soothes or rewards themselves with food in some way. It's just whether you have some ice cream or whether you eat the whole carton of ice cream, whether you have a couple of potato chips or you eat the whole bag of potato chips. And one thing that happens is we so often approach this perfectionism thing and this eating thing, especially with, for lack of a better word, the dieting mindset head. So I blew it, so I might as well really blow it. You know, I did it again, I might as well do it up all the way now. And, you know, this again is just about awareness, being aware of those voices. Because once you learn the whole process of doing things with a letting go type of mind, with a relinquishment mind, with the mind that can let go of the obsessing and just come back to the next breath, you also learn that you can use that same tool with respect to lots of different things in life, including food. But one of the keys I have found, because I used to be a cop, and one of the most powerful things that happened for me on my first retreat was the eating meditation, because I had no idea what it was like to slow down enough to chew my food. Because every time it seemed that I got food while I was working, it was an invitation for a red light and siren call. So I was used to throwing the food down as fast as I could. And so when I had this experience, I go to this retreat with Thich Nhat Hanh, and this was like in 1990, 1991, and he says, you should chew your food 50 times. And so I get in line, and this was before breakfast, the instruction was, and I sit down with my yogurt, and I think, 50 times, huh? Yogurt, interesting. So I don't recommend that you chew your food 50 times. That's certainly not necessary. But I do recommend that you slow down and really get present to the experience, not just the color and the texture and the taste of the food, but what voices go through your head as you're eating. The voice of enough, the voice of more, the voices, I want more of that, the voice, all of the different voices that can happen, just be aware of them. Now, there are a couple of tricks that I use to slow myself down, because, you know, eating is generally thought of as such a social thing, and one is I don't multitask when I eat. I really have gotten away from watching the television while I eat, or reading a magazine while I eat, so that I really can pay attention. And there are two tricks that I use for myself. One is I put the utensil down while I'm chewing so that I'm not tempted to pick up another bite before the first one is chewed. And I make sure that I swallow one bite before I pick up another. And those are like the two things that work really well for me, along with not multitasking, which allows me to really get present to the experience of eating and notice what voices are going around. If I'm really feeling like I have this racing mind mentality going on and it's sort of like I'm about to eat really fast, which happens, one of the tricks I've used is to eat with my non-dominant hand. And that has been very interesting at times. So if I feel like I'm starting to shovel, I'll just switch hands and go to my non-dominant hand. So it's just really another one of those transitions. And, you know, this practice is not against pleasant experience in any way. You know, it's not about that. In fact, part of mindfulness is learning to be present to each experience as you have it. So I just invite you to try a couple of these things and really get present to the food and slow down and notice if that changes the experience at all for you.